This is Passport to Texas. Moored in a slip at San Jacinto State Park and Historic Site, Battleship Texas is impressive. Yet looks alone don't tell the whole story of this 100-year-old military dreadnought.
When it was commissioned in 1914, it was the most powerful weapon on the face of the planet.
Andy Smith oversees the care of the ship, which boasts many firsts.
It was the first U.S. battleship to launch an airplane, the first U.S. battleship to get radar, the first to get anti-aircraft guns. It's just amazing the amount of technological advances that occurred. When this ship was first launched, they used kite balloons. So basically a big old blimp that they strung from the end of the ship, and they used that to observe. By the time she was ready for decommissioning, they were starting to use remote-controlled airplanes.
The ship saw action in both world wars and earned the nickname Lucky T. During its more than 30 years of service, it was struck only twice by enemy fire. After World War II, the U.S. military had a surplus of machines of war. The Navy offered namesake ships to their respective states, and they scrapped the rest.
Texans raised the money to bring the Texas to San Jacinto Battleground, and it was decommissioned as a U.S. Navy ship and recommissioned as the flagship of the Texas Navy at San Jacinto Battleground on April 21st, 1948.
Where today it is a museum open to visitors. That's our show for today. Funding provided in part by Ram Trucks. Guts, glory, Ram. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.